Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
You are listening to the Soundcheck Podcast. I'm producer Dan O'Donnell. Today, another live set from WNYC's street-level studio, The Green Space. Soundcheck does these sessions a couple times a month here in Soho, and we invite New Yorkers from all over the city to cheat on their boss in the middle of the day with some live music. I should mention they're free. Keep an eye on soundcheck.org, and you could be in the audience next time. But coming up today, a new set with Guster. The band got started in Boston in the early 90s as a bunch of college kids over bongos and beers like you do, and eventually became known for their high-energy live shows and their endlessly catchy melodies. Recently, they got together with the indie rock producer and writer extraordinaire Richard Swift, who has produced The Shins and other notable bands, and he helped Guster take a dancier, denser left turn on their new album, Evermotion. The record is the sound of a band totally reinvigorated, and the audience in the green space was clearly feeling it. Soundcheck host John Schaefer introduced the band, and they got us started with the song Long Night. Here's Guster, live in the green space.
Wait, did you already... Are we playing music now? We're playing music. Okay, let's play some music.
Thank you. Costa. That is Guster with Long Night from the new album called Evermotion, live here at the Green Space. Let me introduce you to the members of the band. I'm standing and blocking your view of Brian Rosenworcel. Ryan Miller. To his right, Adam Gardner. And Luke Reynolds.
We're making memories right now.
They're not saying Luke, they're booing. And skulking in a corner is Josh Cohen, who's helping out.
Stay down, Josh. Stay down.
Normally, I would identify each musician by the instrument they play, but that's kind of a lost cause with you guys.
We have a drummer. The drummer plays drums.
Brian does pretty much stay put. The rest of you are constantly, it seems, switching off.
Yeah, it didn't start that way.
Right.
But it's been so long, we got bored, and we're like, I want to play that. And so now we do.
Well, now, you know, the title of the new record, Evermotion, can be taken in a couple of different ways.
That, I think you picking up on the way we tried to lay it down. This is great. We're off to a grand start. No, I do, though. It was sort of the idea, I guess.
I mean, you know, you're a touring entity. You do a lot of traveling and stuff. But also the band has refused to kind of sit in one place musically. And that seems to be, again, what's happening here.
Yeah, it was certainly the impetus, you know, for the record and all of our records are slightly different and they're sort of moved in distinct chapters, and this feels like a sort of a 3.0 version of the band, having Luke sort of write with us for the first time, and also Luke boo. I love it every time you say Luke, people boo. I'd love it. If you started that, that would be the best. No, they're not saying Luke. They are actually
they're
just
actually booing.
Yeah, so it is a very, every time out we try and change things up enough to make it scary for us, and that we did it.
So how is it that through all the years and moving to Brooklyn and then to Vermont, and so how is it that you guys are still associated with Boston?
Well, because it seems so, it's like, it's sort of, yeah, I mean, it's because
really?
Kind of, it's sort
really?
Of.
Really? In New York, you're going to applaud Boston?
These are Guster fans. They probably saw us in Boston for the first time. Well, because it's sort of arbitrary. Like, we all, you know, the three of us moved to New York in 99, but then we were like, oh, we're a New York band. And then Adam moved to Maine, and then like, oh, we're a Maine. You know, it didn't. Right. That was sort of our psychic and emotional roots were there, and it's sort of I mean, I guess what would be funny is just to take a geographic mean of where we are at any given point and have that be our home.
We're actually a Providence band.
No, it would be. It'd probably be like some weird southern New Hampshire thing or like
Nashua.
Western. Yeah, Nashua. We're going to put Nashua on the map, guys.
Free or die. Yeah.
But well, that way we each get to have a hometown show. Like basically the entire tour is a hometown.
It's like George Bush.
But now the
every town is his hometown.
But it was the mayor of Boston who declared Guster Day not too long ago.
That's true. We didn't get a Guster Day in New York City.
Yeah. What did you get for Guster Day in Boston?
Absolutely zero. Actually, we had a big ceremony. There's pomp and circumstance and this whole unveiling of a green, you know, event. And then when he's like, oh, yeah, I was supposed to have a proclamation, but I forgot it or whatever. It's like the mayor of Springfield. And then it was over. And then I got a selfie that got on the cover of the Boston Globe. And I was like, I guess that's Guster Day.
All right.
It's all I really wanted, selfie with the mayor.
And 3 feet of memorial snow. Because they've been having a bear of a winter.
Nobody lives there. We can't speak to that.
Yeah. So is Guster Day likely to be an annual thing? Will you go back to January 15th or something?
I think they're only going to do it when we have a publicist after we just released an album. Every 4 years.
All right, so Evermotion is out, and you guys are in motion again. You're heading to Europe.
We're going to Europe this weekend. For the, when we filmed an Amsterdam video in Amsterdam, and right. we've been to the UK on sort of weird tiny excursions, but this will be our first proper let's get in a bus. We were just backstage Googling Chunnel, and if we could actually drive through the Chunnel, and then we were talking about what language they spoke in Belgium, and right. figured it out. You actually knew.
And the fact that Luke is about to get married, yeah. and I'm sure his
fiance...
I'm sure his fiance is booing the idea yeah. of this European tour, and yeah. he gets back like 10 days before the wedding.
But then he'll be home. It'll be good. This time is glorious.
All right. We are glad that you guys are with us today here in the green space. You want to do another couple of
yeah,
songs?
Yeah, let's play some more music.
All right. This is Guster live on Soundcheck.
We had love, we just let it slide.
guys. All right, cool. Let's do it. Okay, you need that?
Yeah.
All right. Sorry, I got to switch instruments every song for some reason.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, you're good. Oh, you got a tune too? This is live on the internet, bro. We're good, probably.
Sounds good.
1, 2, 3, 4. Steady, plastic motion.
Live from the green space, the band Guster with Simple Machine, and before that, Endlessly, two tracks from the new record called Evermotion. And the guys are playing here live for us in one of our little soundcheck pop-up events. And one of the things that we did, guys, while you were soundchecking and the audience was out in the lobby, was we invited them to submit some questions. So
this
that,
audience?
Yes, this audience here.
Cool.
Now, normally, people know to include their name and hometown, but most of these people did not. So I'm going to make
we
up
know
names.
Everybody's
I'm
going to name.
Make up names and hometowns.
We're really tight with our fans.
What song do you wish you had written?
Wow. I got some answers.
Brian just coughed up a hairball.
Yeah, you do you have one off the top of your head? You don't have a microphone though.
Waterloo Sunset.
Great
by
one.
The Kinks.
We did not write that one. Nor did we write Girl from Ipanema. I wish I wrote
Carlos
that song.
Carlos Jobim.
I love that song.
Okay.
I love that one. Luke, you got one?
All Things Must Pass, George Harrison.
I think it's George's birthday today.
What's up?
I think it's George's birthday today.
Is it
Could
today?
Could be wrong. Could be wrong, but I think it might be.
You have a 1 in 365
exactly.
chance.
Exactly.
Pretty good.
Adam?
Well, first of all, I'm from New Jersey, hometown. Home state. And I'd say probably What a Wonderful World.
Okay.
What is that one? It just makes me happy. I know. It's sappy.
What a dad.
But I love it.
Dipping into the American Great American Songbook. All right. Brandy, who I'm going to say is from Nashua.
Our hometown.
Has a question for you, Brian. Brian, you have the maddest karaoke skills. How does Brandy know that? When are you going to give up drumming to sing full time?
That's a good question, Brandy. Thank you for asking. Right now, my allegiance lies with Guster and my role as a drummer, but there is a karaoke album on the horizon.
Is this a solo karaoke album? That's a great idea, actually. That's true.
I'm a terrible singer, but sometimes these guys let me sing an encore just so everyone can have a laugh.
And what's your karaoke jam?
Oh, man. I'm going to go deep right now.
Yeah, you are.
Okay, I always look. The first thing I look for is I've Never Been to Me by Charlene from the Priscilla Queen of the Desert soundtrack. There. I just gave away my top secret go-to.
I don't think anybody's going to take that one, Brian. I think you're safe, actually.
So clearly when you said deep, you meant obscure, not full of depth and profundity.
Right, right, right. Wait, I don't
just
think you could say that.
Just go listen to it.
I don't think you could say that. I think I might do both.
All right. During your early college touring days, what was your favorite campus to visit?
Favorite campus?
Yeah.
Whoa.
You know what? We would always play Princeton University, which is in New Jersey, and that's full of smart kids. And they would be the drunkest crowd we'd ever play to.
Yeah. And we would have to get drunk in order to handle it. Yeah, we had some pretty debauch. I don't know. I feel like Indiana. I feel like there was some really, like, really epic Indiana moments, like Notre Dame, IU. There's something about those people that was really dark and awesome. Although that's also where we had, because basically, you know, we don't do it as much anymore. But for a long time, we would get older and we would still play colleges. And so we were just like,
you stopped getting older?
Well, no, we just stopped playing colleges. They stopped booking us because they were booking like hip hop and, you know, stuff. So, but forever, we wanted like be where we are. So we would go to the parties. They're like, hey, we totally want to smoke you up and we want to get drunk with you. And it's like, okay, we'll go. Like, what are we going to do? And so, like, we just slowly became like the creepy old guys in the back of the frat party. And I think the last time we did it was in Indiana and we almost got in a fight with some dude who's like, what's up with you old dudes hanging out at our frat party? And then someone's like, yo, man, that's Guster. Who's Guster? And then it was like, we're like, okay, we've clearly outworn our welcome here at the creepy old dudes at the frat party. But I hope to still do it. So if you're out there, any colleges, I still want to, you know, be the creepy guy in the corner with a cat.
You want to wrap us up with something from a few years back?
Yeah, what record is this on?
Ganging Up on the Sun.
Yeah.
The song is Satellite. The band is Guster, live on Soundcheck.
Cool. Thanks for having us, and thanks for you guys for coming to this thing in the middle of the day.
Everybody good?
Satellite.
just a little out of reach.
Thanks for coming in the middle of the day. Thanks to WMIC.